Hey, safety friends, it is Abby Ferry with another round of safety news. And today is Monday, May 4th, so May the 4th be with you. And it's also NAOSH Week, which is North American Occupational Safety and Health Week. So not only national in the US, but it seems that Canada usually takes the lead in initiatives to honor and support NAOSH Week. ASSP is listed as a partner for that national, for that U.S. perspective, and I haven't seen a whole lot coming out of the U.S. for support of NAOSH Week, and I know that's likely because of COVID-19 and what's going on there, and so you can still go to NAOSH.org and find resources. They're in English, French, and Spanish for supporting NAOSH Week this week, and it's a good time to go back to NAOSH Week. It's an initiative that's been around for quite some time. And I say to go back to it and to use it because other safety observances that are usually held this week are postponed. So usually the first week in May has been OSHA's stand down for fall safety, or fall safety stand down, or stop falls initiative, whatever you call it at your workplace. But usually OSHA supports this initiative and has content out around it and encourages people to have meetings at their work sites. And it's usually geared towards construction, but you can talk about falls obviously in any setting. And they encourage companies to take pictures and send pictures to their local offices. But that initiative is postponed this year until OSHA says either later this summer or maybe early fall. So look for that later. I think part of the reason that they wanted to maybe take the focus off of that stand down is because a lot of the events that companies would have in the past have been gatherings. You know, you have a tailgate meeting or toolbox talk or call a special training, and usually people are standing close together. And so I understand why they maybe don't want to put resources toward that this year, but I still think it's something that workplaces, why not? Go for it. This is in places that have winter weather, like I do here in Minnesota and in the upper Midwest. This is a kickoff week where we're really starting to kick off the season. The weather was warmer this past weekend. More people are spending time outside. We're starting to talk about heat stress. Also, with the kickoff of the season, there's more work being done. So in construction, work being done outdoors, often at heights. So if you want to still take the week to talk about fall safety, I think it's actually a great time to do it. I've heard safety people talk about the need for other safety content besides talking about coronavirus stuff all the time with their crews. This is a great time to do that. So regardless if OSHA is actually supporting having the fall safety stand down this week or not, you can still talk about it, and there's still resources out there. There's great resources at the OSHA site. CPWR also has some wonderful resources on fall safety as well. The other safety observance that it's a little bit newer initiative, but it's Construction Safety Week. So I think it's constructionsafetyweek.com. I'll try to pull that up while I'm talking about it. But this initiative has been around for a little while, and their branding is really nice. I like that. About them, they have members, partners, and sponsors that are large construction companies that support this. Usually I see the big contractors. I think Skanska is usually a big part of it, and Clark and some of the other ones. Floor, Granite, it is another big one. JF Shea Construction, Kiewit, Lendlease, a lot of the larger companies, Walsh, Zachary, Mortenson. So I've probably named a household name wherever you are in the region, or in the U.S. So a lot of those are founding members. Some others are established members that have gotten on board since then. So Alberici, Aldridge, Black & Veatch, Belfour Beatty, a lot of other household name companies, Hensel Phelps, another one. And then there's been new members in the past year. So PC, Kramer, Hoffman Construction. So I encourage you, if you're in construction, check out constructionsafetyweek.com. Even though they're not putting on the initiative this week, like they usually would the first week in May, You can still look at their resources. They have some tabs for planning for Safety Week 2020, whenever that's going to be. They already have their branded resources, so why not? You can just take it and use it this week. Your crews might need a break from coronavirus content or need some extra fresh content in addition to the COVID-19 content that you're talking about at your work sites. So that's okay. Don't forget that this week, because of NAOSH week, they established a national, North American Occupational Safety and Health Professionals Day, which is on Wednesday of NAOSH week traditionally. So this week it is Wednesday, May 6th. So don't forget to say thank you to each other, say thank you to yourself, pat yourself on the back, or send a note out to your favorite safety and health professional and let them know you're thinking about them. You know, a lot of other professions have like their day, and so I think it's fun to have the Occupational Safety and Health Professionals Day. I don't know what the gift is. Maybe it's something in high vis. I'm not sure how people have really celebrated that in the past. Myself, how I celebrate it is I like to thank my fellow safety professionals, and I usually put out like a social media graphic that's shareable, just so people know that there is a day for us, and maybe it doesn't really get too far beyond social media or each other in the field, but let's still take that time to reach out to each other, reach out to your network, say thanks, I see what you're doing, it's hard. We don't get a lot of recognition because what do you do when nothing happens? You know, we're happy that people don't get hurt or that they get the supplies they need to do the job safely. Often we're not able to quantify that stuff. So maybe this year that's a call to find a way that you can quantify some of these positive things, these actions and activities that the workforce is doing at your workplace so that you can quantify it and that you can celebrate it for them. Not so much celebrating it for you, but celebrating it for them so that they know they're on the right track and that you want more of that behavior to achieve whatever the desired results are at your workplace. So thanks again for listening. Have a safe day. Have a safe week. Happy NAOSH week. Happy Occupational Safety and Health Professionals Day on Wednesday. And check back for more news next week.